There is a neoteric, possibly aberrant way to study for the SATs. It's inspired by an ardent desire to teach vocabulary to normally indolent, recalcitrant teenagers lacking a proclivity for memorizing words and definitions. Rather than a cursory glance at a vocabulary list, which would be guaranteed to deplete any desire for learning, this study guide offers music and humorous, even flippant, definitions that will cause teenagers facing the SAT to cogitate.
You're so impertinent. You're so impudent. You talk back all of the time. Stupefied. It dulls my senses. It numbs my...
That is Silence, Reticence from the accompanying CD to the study guide Rock the SAT. The book and CD cover the gamut of vocabulary from A to Z.
Silence, reticence, be taciturn, strive to be laconic to the point that you don't speak. You and me communicate strictly by telepathy.
Michael Shapiro is a professor of English at Trans-Pacific Hawaii College. He wrote the study guide. He joins us from Hawaii Public Radio in Honolulu. Thanks so much for speaking with us, Mr. Shapiro.
Aloha. My pleasure.
And Michael Moshan and David Mendelson co-wrote the songs on the accompanying CD. They are in our New York bureau. Thanks to both of you as well.
Oh, thank you.
Nice to be here.
Now, Michael Shapiro, could you explain why a book of songs on vocabulary words? Have you found kids learn new words more easily?
Absolutely. If you go back in your own memory, I'm sure you can recover songs you heard when you were a kid. And it's just a far more effective way than flashcards or what some of our teachers recommended when I was in high school, which was read the New York Times every day. With this, you simply listen to the songs a few times, and it's really hard not to memorize them.
You're a harbinger of good things to come, a sign that it's all changing for me. It's happiness, euphoria, it's something out of a fantasy. Life was so jejune before I met you.
You gotta know jejune.
You need jejune.
Prosaic and banal.
But now,
mundane, extraordinary. So
David Mendelson,
yeah.
What do we learn from this?
In this particular stanza, we focused on a series of words that do mean kind of boring, ordinary. And in that one stanza, just about three lines, you got jejune, prosaic, banal, pedestrian, and mundane.
And we started down that road with Harbinger.
Harbinger, and that's the title of the song. It comes up again and again. It was important that we had key words in the choruses because those are the ones that are going to come up again and again, and to make them as catchy as possible.
Now, let me call on the team of Michael Moshan and David Mendelson. Did Michael Shapiro give you a list of words and say, you know, use six of these in a lyric?
The words that the SAT seems to test are no surprise. And there's a hot 100, there's a hot 300, a hot 500 even, that the same test prep companies are making available to students. And we looked at those words, looked at those lists, and that was our beginning to trying to shape our songs to include 20 or so of those words and their definitions in lyrics that were telling a story, that were no different from lyrics that would be in any song.
Does this really teach kids anything, do you think? I mean, do you know if it does?
Well, judging from a lot of the emails we've gotten from students that have used Rock the SAT, it seems that anywhere between 10 and 15 words are coming up on the SATs that they said they normally wouldn't have been familiar with. And it's just these little differences really do go a long way. You know, recognizing 10 or 15 words could be a huge difference in your verbal score.
Oi! What's that in your eye?
Now, how about the song Spitball in the Eye? That's not a big word in the vocabulary lists, I would think, but
it was on my
still.
SAT.
I knew something was impending. It was just about to happen. I knew some event was imminent when I could ride out of bed today. The school bus was cacophonous with lots of noise and dissonance. It was a frantic and frenetic mess.
laughs when you turn my way. If I was social and gregarious, I would have said, hello, who are you? Where on earth did you come from? And where do you want to go? You hit me like a spitball in the eye. Spitball in the eye. Spitball in the eye.
That had a really good list of words and definitions, I must say. I mean, you couldn't really escape from that song without having a pretty good idea what eminent meant, that kind of thing.
We didn't just want to use the words in context. We didn't just want to throw big words in a song and say this is a study guide. We really took great pains to make sure that the word was defined within the song, either a synonym right near it or the actual definition. And we strongly advise that before you just start listening to it randomly, you listen to every song while reading the lyrics, because that really helps lyric memorization a great deal.
Now, you also have some very funny definitions in the study guide that are not necessarily also in the music. For example, inconsequential. As long as you have love, money is inconsequential, is the example. Unless, of course, you also enjoy food and shelter, then you need money.
Yes, you need money.
You need money.
So, Michael Shapiro, are you the comedy writer on the definition side?
Yeah, mostly. I wrote most of the book, and then it was funny. The three of us, I live in Hawaii, obviously, and we would do online chats and go over these sentences well into the night, pitching jokes and funny ideas. And some of the sentences are a compilation of all three of our senses of humor.
So how well did the three of you do on the verbal section of the SAT?
Michael Shapiro did really well.
I did quite well.
You know, this is Michael Moshin. I did not very well on the verbal, and I think that was one of the reasons why this whole project began, because the pain of not doing well never left me.
Well, now, what's next? A Rock the SAT CD for the math portion of the SAT? Can you do that?
Absolutely. But
I'm out for that one, guys.
Shapiro will not
Shapiro
be involved.
Shapiro did much better on the verbal.
Shapiro can't.
Shapiro, you want to talk about the math, Shapiro? You want to talk about the
no,
math?
Not really, no. I'll sit out there.
Let me extol you.
The study guide is called Rock the SAT, published by McGraw-Hill. Michael Shapiro wrote the study guide. He joined us from Honolulu. And Michael Moshin and David Mendelson wrote the songs together. They joined us from our New York bureau. Thanks very much to all of you.
Thank you
so much. It was a pleasure.
I'm determined, tenacious, resolute. So coalesce, unite, put it all together. Comply, give in to your desire.
You can hear a few more songs from Rock the SAT on our website, npr.org.
My love's reliable. Well, it's not fleeting or